Billy Marovitz is in our studio. Do you know that name? You will if you don't already. He's the producer of a show called Miracle. Billy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Your name's William. Do people call you Billy?
They do call me Billy.
Billy sounds like a producer name.
I don't know, but it's been an eye-opening experience.
Eye-opening meaning your production of this story, this musical about the 2016 Cubs. Have you produced musicals before?
I have not.
What's your background?
I was in the Senate for about 20 years, and then when I left there, I bought a lot of the land in River North, and I put up 60-story buildings all over River North. I'm involved in about 25 restaurants all over the city and country, including Carnival, which I helped to operate on Fulton. And this was just another creative message that came to me in the middle of the night that I should think about doing a musical about the 2016 Chicago Cubs, and as seen through the eyes of a typical blue-collar family in Chicago, of generational Cub fans. Highs and lows, ups and downs, overcoming adversity.
What motivates you on this? Is it your desire to do a musical, or is it your desire to tell the Cubs story? Are you a Cubs fan or a theater fan that's moving this?
I'd say both.
Yeah,
I'd say I'm a huge sports fan. Huge sports fan. Go to games all the time, live and die with all of our teams. But I love the theater, and I think if you put something together creatively that musically tells a story, that both Cub fans and theater fans will really enjoy it.
I'm thinking of Oprah. I'm thinking of Elton John. I'm thinking of a lot of people who are creative and had a lot of resources, and their musicals didn't go. Their stories weren't as successful as they thought they would be. What are you discovering about that?
Well, I've discovered the same thing. I mean, Sting had a musical, didn't work. Paul Simon had a musical, didn't work. U2 and Bono had a musical, didn't work. But then we have
They didn't have Anthony Rizzo either now, did they?
They didn't. But now we have the Four Seasons, and we have Carole King. Those musicals were hugely successful.
I saw the trailer or the ad for the Four Seasons, and I think that looks like fun.
No, you mean the Temptations.
Yes. Pardon me, the Temptations. And Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, one of my favorite shows.
Right.
I really liked the Carole King production, too. I thought that was dynamite. Beautiful. But right, who knows? I mean, it's hard to tell if these things are going
on. I think that the music, as written by Michael Mahler, who's a fantastic composer, I think people will come out of the theater humming, singing, or whistling several tunes.
So what's your role in this? Did you come up with the story, or did you just come up with the idea and then turn it over to other people?
Both. I came up with the story, with the concept. I hired all the creative people, the book writer, Jason Brett, the composer, Michael Mahler, and the director, Damon Kiley, and I'm raising the money to put the show on and putting my own money in big time. So I'm involved in every single aspect of this.
What's your plan? Open it in Chicago, take it to Broadway?
My plan right now is to open in Chicago. Our opening day is May 17th. We're going to have two opening days, one for the Chicago celebrities, so to speak, and a week later, because the Cubs are out of town then, a week later for the Cubs and the Cub organization on the 23rd or 24th of May. And who knows, whatever the success is, that will determine the future.
So is it the story of this family, or is it the story of 100 years ago they won the World Series, and then there was a black cat and a goat and all of these hijinks, and then we finally win the World Series? What's the story?
It's the story of a family. Their ups and downs, their highs and lows, and who have been generational Cub fans. And we see this family as the season unfolds. So we see the season unfolding. We see all the highlights. We see the family going up and down as the season goes up and down. We see the parade at the end of the show, and the Cubs celebrating. So hopefully you will feel, if you're a Cub fan, you will feel kind of nostalgic about what you remember and where you were and what you loved most. But hopefully you'll get involved. You'll be invested in this family of wonderful people who have lived and died with the Cubs.
Did you worry that telling it through a family I don't know was risky? That is, I know the team. There's enough stories in the season without running it through that filter of somebody else. Talk about that.
I think one of the things is that everybody out there is not a baseball fan. You know, and so this is a show for everybody, for families, for male and females who are not baseball fan and who want to invest in a family and, yeah. and get attracted to a family, but also want to relive the thrills, the miracle that was the 2016 Chicago Cubs.
Everybody comes up to you, I'll bet, and they go, okay, this is what you got to put into play.
Everybody. Everybody.
My son, and I'm about to tell you the story of my son, who was so wrapped up in the World Series games that he couldn't sit in front of his TV, and he walked up and down a street and looked through people's windows because he had such high anxiety about it. I had no idea. I knew Grant loved baseball and the Cubs. I wasn't doing that. But that's the way people experience that.
John, the anxiety in the city, the tension in the city was palpable. As we got into the playoffs and they played the Giants and they played the Dodgers, were they going to get to the World Series to get to Cleveland? And then they played Cleveland and we're down 3-1. And how many people just kind of gave up and said, I knew it was too good to be true.
And that last game was epic, too. I mean, you wouldn't have written that in the script except that it happened that way.
Absolutely.
Are there hummable songs in this production?
Most definitely. Fantastic songs.
I read Chris Jones' review, and he didn't talk about that. Has anybody heard the songs yet, the score?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think anybody's heard the score, but I have sent a few of the songs to the Cubs.
And
they loved them. And they loved them. I can tell you about a couple songs, and I don't know how much time you have.
Let's do this. Let's pause and tell me a little bit about
them.
By the way, if anybody could use a couple of good songs right now, it's the Cubs. I mean, the season hasn't started, but they've had a bad run in the news the last few weeks, so I'm sure they just can't wait for this and the season to start. Preview in your own way for us a couple of the songs. Billy Marovitz is in our studio, the producer of Miracle. Yeah, he's now a musical producer, too. You may have known him from his political days or his other business ventures, restaurants, and so on, but there's a musical that will open up at the Royal George. What's the open date for this?
May 17th is the opening date for Chicago, the Chicago public, and we're having a special grand opening night for the Cubs and the Cubs organization, either May 23rd or May 24th.
Can I get tickets for this now? I didn't see them.
Absolutely. You can get tickets on Ticketmaster or by calling the Royal George Theater.
Okay.
The tickets are available.
So this is about the 2016 season and the Cubs winning the World Series, told through a family, a typical Chicago family.
Exactly.
Mom, dad, couple kids, that sort of thing.
Mom, dad, kids, grandfather, own a bar in the Wrigleyville neighborhood.
What's it called, this bar?
The bar is called Maggie's, after the matriarch of the family.
Nice.
And Maggie has died, but one of the really nice songs is a very tender song called Maggie's.
And I can't play it. I don't have it. How does it go?
Oh, I'm not gonna ruin the song by telling you, but I'll tell you what, I do have songs on my my radio, and there's a couple songs. There's a song called that all Chicagoans would be familiar with called "I Hate the Cold." Okay, a fabulous song.
Wait a minute, that's new to this production.
Every song is new.
Sure,
every song is new to this production.
But that's the lament of Cub fans in April and May when the
that is the lament of Cub fans. But the mother in this. In this show is from down south, and she's moved. She met her husband and moved up here, and she talks about how she's from Florida. I hate the cold, but you know what? I kind of like my life here.
Yeah, that's a good Chicago idea. So what else you got on the?
We got a song called Superstition. You know, every fan has a superstition. There's tremendous superstitions among fandom, but there's also tremendous superstitions among the players. And we're going to sing this song, dance the song called the Superstition Dance, and we're going to show on screens superstitions of the fans.
What's the line from that song?
Oh, gosh. I couldn't even tell you.
You produced the show. You didn't write the show.
No, I didn't write the songs. Right.
Okay, give me another song.
Another song is Cubby Blue Blues. Another song is called The Voice Above the Crowd. It's a tribute to the great announcers in Cub history. A really beautiful song. And I can give you a couple stanzas from here.
Okay.
It was a time, another day, when hometown heroes never used to go away. It was a time, they'd like to say, when those who played the game still had a sense of play. That meant there were no steroids in the game, and people used to stay with the same team. These were the voices of our youth, so finely etched into the memories of our youth. They're up in the booth, and they're finally etched into the memories of our youth.
But then are you talking about Vince Lloyd and Lou Boudreau and
Jack Rickhouse and Ron Santow and Harry Carey and Jack Quinlan? Yes, the great voices that really exist in every city in America. The Red Barbers, the Vince Scullies, the Mel Allens, the Jack Bucks. And this song was sung in 2003 at the All-Star Game here in Comiskey Park as a tribute to the great voices above the crowd that exist in every city in America. It was sung by Dennis DeYoung, the lead singer of Styx.
It would be.
And he went on the field as they played a tribute to all these wonderful announcers.
So this is an original song that you
this
borrowed.
This is an original song that we own. Cohort in this production wrote this song. His name is Julian Frazen, and he wrote this wonderful song that I think people are going to love.
But he wrote it back in the day.
He wrote it back in the day.
And so this is one song that is not brand new to the production.
It's brand new to being out there.
Who knew about this song? I never heard about this.
You're going to hear a lot about this song because it's absolutely a beautiful song.
Okay, we're out of time. What's the showstopper? Is it that one? What's the one that they're going to go, but he did the thing I was...
I think there's a lot of showstoppers. Sometimes miracles do happen.
Yeah.
That's a song called I'm Out after the Cubs lost in the playoffs in 1985 to the Mets. Cubby Bear Blues. These are all songs I think people will enjoy, will sing, will hum, and will hopefully remember.
Okay. Well, hopefully in a couple of years you're going to be sitting here going, John, we're doing this musical about the 2021 White Sox. Who knew? Or something like that. Are you going to be a musical producer now, or is this a one-off for you, Billy?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see how this goes. You know, one never says never. In politics, I said that. We never say never. In show business, we never say never.
Well, congratulations already. What a good idea. And I think folks could use a dose of that. So I wish you nothing but success. This is at the Royal George.
Royal George.
Hopefully has a nice run here and goes off to a national audience, which Bleacher Bums did. That's a local idea that had a national audience, right?
Right, absolutely.
Bleacher Bums. What am I talking about? Was that the name of the show?
Yes, Bleacher Bums. Yeah. Jim Belushi was in it.
Yeah.
Right. This is a totally up show. It's a family show. It's a feel-good show, and it's an homage to the Cubs and families who have supported the Cubs through 108 years.
Billy Marovitz's Miracle opens at the Royal George May 17th. You can go to Ticketmaster to get seats for that or the Royal George box office. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Congrats in advance.